This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Oh, exactly, sir.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
Go ahead, Mike. You get into this time.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are. I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
All right, Phil. Whatever you say.
You going to try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over you.
Are we back to this again with you?
Are you a prostitute?
Hey.
Yes.
Are you a drunk?
Yes.
You've been drinking today?
I have.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we both have.
You are in denial.
You are a dick.
Be a love and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
Right.
You are drunk at a tissue level.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I'll take that as a compliment, Dr. Phil.
Now, let's see. Outside we go.
Yes.
We've got at least two guys. Maybe more. You know, see, the problem is that people have been waiting and coming and going outside.
Right. It's been kind of a busy show. We've had a lot to talk about today.
Yes.
So let's see. Come on. Check.
Hello?
Wireless microphones. Wireless microphones.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm fine. Here we go, everybody. Outside.
Hello. Yes.
To see the guys. With the fire extinguishers, Buzz, come on out.
All
grab
right.
A microphone.
All right.
Let's see who's outside for the big Olympics game. Oh, I see at least three guys. Oh, you're not playing, honey? Just bystanders. Now, I don't know if bystanders are allowed. I mean, you got to play. What's your name, my friend?
My name's Rob.
Rob from Gaithersburg, you're playing today, right?
Sir.
Thank you very much. And you, friend, what's your name?
Joe.
Joe, where are you from?
Rockville.
You're going to be playing now. Mike, these people who just came down to watch...
Oh, you like to watch. What's your name, ma'am?
Watch.
What's your name?
Tandra.
Tandra. And your name, sir?
My name's Maurice.
Now, any chance we can get either one of you to... Oh, Chris, you're wearing short pants, so he wouldn't be able to do that anyway, unfortunately. What's that?
Congratulations on the ratings. I'm
Thank
from
you.
Rockville, and I heard you moved here. I don't live in this building. I live in the next one. And I remember you from years ago, and I'll remind you a little bit later where I know you from.
He's talking to you, Mike. That he
He's
knows
looking
you
right
from
at
somewhere.
Me. I'm not sure what this is about.
You know,
you're staring right at me.
Winston's and Goldie years ago.
Oh, Winston's and Goldie.
Goldie. Okay, well, there's
Goldie,
no need,
yes,
there's
okay.
Really no need to discuss that now, is
really
there,
no need to have those stories told on the air. We really don't have to go down that highway, absolutely. But
now, where did
old friends, good times, sunnier days.
Where did LOO go?
Lou Katz came by to say hello this afternoon, and I think, did he vanish? Did Lou leave already, or is he upstairs, or what?
He drove up. You guys didn't talk to him?
Yeah, he came in.
Is
done
he still...
talking to him. We're just looking for him. Oh, here he is. Hold on. Here he is.
Ah, there he is.
Hey, come here. Here's our friend, LOO Katz.
Now we're going between broadcast corporations right now. They hate this, but we don't care. We've all been doing it too
long. Lou does mornings at Wash, and Lou is the guy that was going to be the best man in my wedding until Steve King.
I'm not
going
to go into that story.
No, I'm not. I'm just giving everybody the background on that. Anyway, LOO on the radio.
We are your welcome wagon here, man.
Oh, look at you.
What did you bring by there?
Some Wash FM crap.
Oh, Wash FM stuff. Okay, I'll wear that. All right.
There's a large. Hoping you guys might be able to one day.
A large? What, Lou, did you read the prize
clause? You want XXXXLs? I said, no, give them larges.
Larges.
give them reasonable. What else we got?
I'll cherish this. You know, I'm always looking for something. That? This
They're
is
pink.
So, Lou, how do you like soft rock, less talk?
Lou's funny. I can see Lou going, hey, listen, get me something out of the prize closet. Hey, and somebody just hands him a couple of bags.
I said, we're going to go by and welcome Don and Mike. Give me something out of the prize closet.
No, you said just get some crap. Anyway, Lou has been a lifetime friend, and it's great to have you. And Wally, say hi to Wally, too. Because
hey,
Wally is the
bodyguard.
Now, Wally.
Nobody
Wally World.
With him.
Seriously, it's Marty Dempsey, another good friend of mine for many, many years. Wally, what the hell? Let me just say that to you. What the hell?
Alive, my brother. Happy
what
to
the
be
hell?
Alive.
Yes.
Happy to be alive.
You know, like I used to say with Big Don O'Brien, especially with my friend Wally.
Week stinks and goodbye Rockville, or what?
Well, no,
what?
No.
That's when you left Rockville. Now you're back.
If not, there for the grace of God,
go I. I mean, we walk into many of the same bear traps. Anyway, it's great to see you again, Wally. And you, Lou.
To come by and just welcome you guys, man.
Very nice. It's great.
We can't be working down the pike from you and not say hi. So.
That's right. You're just down the street, aren't you?
Wow.
Three blocks away.
I hope you won't mind if we come by your soft rock radio station.
Well, you guys are welcome any morning. yeah, come by.
They'd love that, wouldn't they?
LOO, it's great to see you. Now, let me give you an idea for a bit on your show. Monday.
Oh, please, can I steal this one?
You can. We've got guys with fire extinguishers.
Fire extinguishers are down
here. Oh, here we go, Robbie.
All right, we have to go downstairs. All right.
Now, this
come
is
along.
Fire extinguisher roulette. This is something I read that the Carolina Panthers, I found out, was a team that did this.
But they did it with bare buttocks.
Yeah, what they do is take their rookies, and they would bend them over like they're going to hike the ball and pull down their pants and put the fire extinguishers right by their behinds.
I somehow think that people are afraid of this. These guys are very, very brave souls. What's that, Rob?
We should head over to the sidewalk.
To the sidewalk, he says. Mikey's going to walk us as far away from the building as possible.
What are you worried about there, Spiewak?
Everything.
And yet nothing.
All right,
so we've got at least
how
two
are we
contestants.
How is this going to work?
Here's how it's going to work. Rob has how many fire extinguishers? Five canisters. Each of you guys, now, it's going to be the guy who, I guess, gosh.
The guy that ends up, the last guy to have the empty canister, if there is one, will be the winner.
And there is an empty canister.
There is one empty canister. So the way
sure
this should work.
There are four loaded canisters, and there's one empty canister.
So we're going to go back and forth,
correct,
and it could happen right away.
Yes, it could.
See, that's the tough thing.
But that's why it's fire extinguisher roulette.
That's why I always hated the key in the box game. You know what I mean? The winning key. Who's going to start the car? Remember that one time?
Yes.
We gave away a car. And we had everybody like 500 keys, and the first person to turn the key over
it was a
won.
Pisser.
That sucked.
We'll start with you now, friend. You've got your safety goggles on. You've got your safety mask
Can
on.
Can I shoot? Can I shoot?
No, Rob is the designated shooter,
Mike. I want to shoot.
Well, if we have some left over, you can shoot.
Okay.
What was your name again, friend?
Rob.
All right, Rob, what we need you to do is...
You know, I'll tell you something. It's certainly safe enough. We've certainly made safety...
These guys have goggles on, and they've got the masks on. Bend over like you're going to hike a football.
And pick a number one through five.
Pick a number one through five.
Five.
It is.
Rob has selected fire extinguisher number five. Now.
All right, what we're going to do is we are going to, on the count of three, on a three count, you're going to do the three count?
You got it.
And then we'll find out. Rob, you can probably get a little closer.
Now, Rob, here's the guy. I'm going to put the microphone, not to be too homoerotic, but here it is.
That's his bottom.
That's where food comes out, right here.
20 years in radio, pretty good stuff, isn't it, Lou?
Like this, Lou, you can steal this on Monday.
How do you feed your family? Here we go. Yes, this is good
stuff.
All
right, now, Rob, if in fact this guy does not get sprayed, he's the immediate winner.
Right.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
One. Now, and you got to stay in the position like you're going to hike the football.
And stay in the position till the bitter end, until we tell you to get up.
Ready. Keeping in mind, if there's nothing in this fire extinguisher, your butt will remain dry, and you get $200.
Real nice and close, Rob.
One.
Right up near the hole.
Two. Three. Go! Oh.
You know, I think of the people driving by on Old Georgetown Road right now.
Oh, it's awesome.
Wow.
That's not the answer we wanted.
Oh, it's horrible.
All right, well.
It was awesome.
It was not empty.
It was okay. Stand up. You made it to the next round.
Jesus.
Now, hold on.
Look, he's leaving a trail.
You know,
you are laughing.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Because that was hilarious.
How did it feel?
Good question, Mike.
Yeah.
I needed a good breeze, and that was good breeze right there.
Did it feel cool to the buttock?
Yeah, actually, it did.
Can you imagine what it would feel like for the Carolina Panthers that did it with their pants fully pulled down?
They don't know what they're missing then.
This guy's funny.
Faggot says what?
He's been waiting all day.
Yes.
All right, let's
bring
up
the other guy.
The next victim.
And what was your name again, sir?
Joe.
All right, Joe.
Joe has the surgical mask on. He has the protective goggles.
Joe, pick a number between 1 and 4.
Two.
Two, Robbie. Two. Here we go.
Now, if you get the empty chamber, you're the big winner.
It's $200 in cash.
Who's going to be the big winner on the Don and Mike show?
Hey, Joe, thanks for wearing black today.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Let's let this visitor from another land get by.
Rob, They are not necessarily from another net.
Oh, look at them, Mike.
Thank you very much.
They're not from our land.
Thanks Kumatsu. For putting, thank you, Kumatsu.
Thanks for putting your kid in the car seat.
Okay. No need to use arable car seat in Rockville.
I saw Britney Spears on TV.
We drive around. Let kid want the back seat. We get in head-on collision. It's okay. I got insurance.
Okay, ready?
Right. Hey, hold on. Before we do this, have you guys taken a look at what this has done to our shoes?
Yeah, we're dusty.
You should have seen your breath. You were talking a moment ago, and that powder was coming out.
Oh, look at how delighted he is.
No, I'm
You're just like delighted when it's a major disaster.
I just thought you should know.
Buzz probably knows. Can you get high from that, Buzz?
I don't know. Let me read the ingredients.
Okay.
You know, the wind is blowing that
Can't
way.
Get
we should,
high.
We should point him in the other direction.
All right, turn around. Let's see your ass from the other way.
All right, here we go. This is now fire extinguisher number 2 for Fire Extinguisher Olympics. Are you a contestant?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Jump in. What's your name?
Brian.
All right, hold on, Brian.
All right. All
right, let's do this guy.
It's Joe, right, Joe? All right,
Joe.
Bend over, Joe.
Good luck.
Do I clinch up?
Rob?
Here we go, Rob.
Here we go.
Three.
One.
Two.
Two. Three.
Oh, that's a full one.
Oh. Skill the devil.
Thank you.
Get him right. Get him right in his crack. Get him right in the back.
Oh, dear man.
That's a wise crack.
How was that?
It's like a deep tissue massage.
You know, I want to say, Joe, you picked a very good day to wear black.
Our third contestant, a walk-up. Come on up.
Don,
a deep tissue
that
massage.
Time I breathed it, and yes, you can get high from it.
Really, you getting a little
right.
buzz?
Yeah.
He needs to get an ID so we can clear him. He'll be right back. He's running to his car.
What's the problem? What, you don't think he's 21?
Need proof.
Jesus Need proof. Christ, you monkey.
I am a monkey.
You bad monkey.
I'm
you bad. Bad ape.
Because
here he comes.
Ape. Come on, Ron, hurry.
He's getting his ID. I'm going to need a shower after this.
How old is he, Rob?
Together.
He was born in 1980. That makes him 36. No, he's 26.
26. Okay. What's your name again?
Brian.
All right, Brian. Then Rob's going to give your wallet back.
All right. Brian, now, we have a guy that works over at our other station. You wouldn't know a guy named Kevin, would you? Okay, I'm just checking. All right. Let's get ready to go here.
We have something interesting. I need him to turn around because someone put one of the empties back with the fulls.
Oh, turn around, please, so you can't see which
Everybody
one
turn around.
Turn
Everybody's
around.
Got to turn around.
Don't peek.
Robin has rules.
The pressure meters have masking tape over them, so we
tell
can't
me something.
See which is which.
Can you tell us about the horrors, sir, of adult acne?
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Well, that's what Mike was alluding to when he was
we
talking
got, no,
about.
Now, this guy, Kevin, that's back at, this guy Kevin that's at our station is much worse than you
You'd
are.
You'd laugh at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Tom Cruise next to him.
All now, right.
Pick
ready.
A number between...
That's why.
You what?
I'm taking prednisone, that's why.
Why are you taking prednisone?
For colitis.
Oh, that's tough. So you got a little stomach and a little, okay, well, you know, good luck.
This will cure that.
Yeah, this actually might clear everything
pick
up.
Pick a number between 1 and 3, and if yours is empty, you win $200.
All right, I'll go 3, please.
Three
Rob.
I like both of you guys, but I am kind of, you know, colitis and acne, I'm kind of rooting for this guy.
Sure,
all right, bend
all
over.
All right.
Bend over, here we
One,
go.
1, 2, 3. Full chamber.
All over his ass. And how does it feel?
It's going in my mouth, so it's not that great.
Going in your mouth.
That'll help the colitis.
Yeah, Mr. Detail Oriented.
That's not what it was supposed to be.
What did he say?
You know, Rob gave all the other guys goggles and masks.
Right, yeah.
This guy, he just let him sit there and get a face full.
Thank you.
But he did his ID check.
Do you feel like you got a buzz?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, very good. Something
now
bad, right? Something
got
evil?
How many canisters left? Two.
Two. One is good, one ain't.
Where's our first contestant? Come on back up.
All right, the odds are looking really, really good for you. You got a choice of two canisters, and one of them might be the winning canister.
Now, number one or number two, which do you want?
Oh, number two.
That's the questions we constantly ask in the studio, number one or number two.
All right, so you've got your goggles, you've got your mask. We need you to bend over. Assume the position.
Buzz, watch out. You're standing out on Georgetown
Rob
Road.
Has
don't want to get hit by a car.
Number two.
All right.
All right.
Unless this is totally rigged, this one should be empty. I mean, the odds would say.
Well, it's 50-50 chance.
The odds would say that really, I mean.
It's like playing Baccarat, baby. You know, is it the dealer or the player?
Have you played this straight or have you fixed this?
I am as straight as the day is long.
Okay. That tells me this one's going to be loaded.
Here we go. Three.
Okay,
One. Empty chamber!
Empty chamber!
It's an empty chamber!
The other two guys, sorry guys, you are the big winner. What now? How much do you feel? You waited all day.
Oh, I feel awesome. This is great.
So you get $200 in cash because you won the Fire Extinguisher Olympics. And just to prove, or not Olympics, but a roulette.
Roulette.
Just to prove, Mike, you wanted to play with this, right?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to do it. I'll just shoot it on the grass. Or I'll just shoot it on the sidewalk. It'll be easier to do. Really?
Do
three?
Do you know how mad Lou would be if you went over and sprayed Lou?
Sprayed Lou? Yes, I'm not doing that to Lou.
I'm
not.
Slacks.
Lou. Don't. He's nice to come down. He's not going to like it.
I'm just going to tease him.
All right, go ahead. Hey, Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Don wants to spray you with a fire extinguisher.
Hey, Lou. I'm not going to spray you, Lou.
I just, years of abuse. He worked with you. He knows.
I just love walking towards Lou with a fire extinguisher.
All right. Hey, ma'am. You sure? Okay.
Ma'am. Yeah, now, come on. Mic's off. How about just a little on your feet?
You know, in Prince William County, Virginia, there are women that would date.
She said, for what?
For what?
What could we offer her to let you spray her feet?
A night with Buzz?
Two nights with Buzz.
I'm married.
Oh, you're married.
How about a neck rub from Buzz?
But you're not dead.
How about a neck rub like Bush gave that German chick?
Right.
Would you like a neck rub from Buzz?
No.
She doesn't want to do it.
No?
No. But Lovely doesn't want to do it. The lady doesn't.
All right, go ahead, Mike. Let it fly.
Very good.
Have
here we go.
Have some fun.
Ready? Fire in the hole. Is it fun?
No, it's not that fun.
Come on.
Let me try it then.
All right, well, you're out of gas almost.
Really?
Oh, my God. We're causing a major traffic hazard here.
Wow, this stuff is blowing everywhere, isn't it?
The wind has shifted.
Jesus Christ.
Hold
on. I'm going to do it right at a car.
Do not do it at a car.
No, don't do it at a car.
Don't do it at a car,
Don.
I'm not going to do it in a car. Don't worry. We're all right. Nothing to see here. Move on by. Hi.
Hey. Don't roll your window down. Don't roll your window down.
I'm not going to spray in her car.
All right.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Wait, she's a hottie.
Hi, what you doing?
Driving home.
Hi, I'm Don. That's my friend Mike. We're doing our radio show right now.
How you doing?
Hey, we've got some fire extinguishers out here.
That's pretty sweet.
We're playing with fire extinguishers. Ever see the inside of a radio station?
There we go.
Oh, well, you're on a major drag. Wait, you got to get out of the road. They're going to beep at you.
Yeah, come on. Come on in, honey. There you go.
You're on the radio.
Look at that. Whoa, you know what we got here?
Way to spot him, Don.
Well, I'm not doing my trolling for Buzz.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's chat with her. Hi, what's your name again?
There we go.
What is it?
Mary,
how are you, Mary? Mary, you wearing a bra? Okay, I was just checking. All right, there's Don on the other side.
Hi, Mary. Hi, I'm Don. Really? What?
You're not going to shoot me, are you?
No, I'm not. Would you step out of the car for a minute?
Okay.
All right.
See, can I just tell you something? I'm really with NBC to catch a pedophile, and you should not ever stop your car, even if it's a disc jockey with a fire extinguisher. You're busted. No. Would you go say hi to our newsman, Buzz? Okay. Would you give him a hug?
Buzz is a very horny newsman.
Is this Mary?
Yes. Yeah.
Hi, Mary. Nice to meet you.
And Mary, watch this.
Oh, my God.
That's not the first time that's happened.
I just did. I just shot Buzz's crotch with fire extinguisher.
Did you enjoy that, Mary?
That was fun. Yeah.
Will you listen to the Don and Mike show forever now?
Cross my heart.
And
God bless you.
And didn't put out the fire.
Oh, that.
Fire
all right.
In your pants.
That's disgusting.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping your car.
See you later.
Take care of that gnarly flip-flop in the back of your car there, okay? Yeah. It shrunk.
The heat.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mary.
All right. HOT hot.
Good luck with your tennis game.
Bye, honey. See you later.
Love 40. All right.
See you later. Go Terps. She's big University of Maryland.
Be careful.
Hold on.
What's our station number? WTOP. My name's Jim Farley. I'd love to have sex with you. I'm a married man. No, 106.7, honey. 106.7. There you go.
You have a great day. 106.7. You can listen to yourself in about what's our delay now?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. You can hear.
Sometime tomorrow. Bye now.
Are you listening to us right now?
Bye-bye. There she goes.
All right. Have a little trouble with that dial position.
Oh, don't back up.
God, you're going to kill
us. All right. Go ahead.
Don't forget to check out the Luke Katz show on Wash FM in the morning. All right.
Yeah. Don't forget, Luke plays the hits while you spray your pits.
Fabulous Lou Katz and his sex advice each and every morning from 6 to 10. Lou doles out the very latest in cutting-edge sexual... What? Who is that? Oh,
and right. Monday morning on Wash FM, I believe it, genital piercings, right? Isn't that the discussion? Right, Lou?
Yeah, exactly. Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
It's going to be very, very, the labyrinth. The labyrinth with Lou Katz.
Oh, and Buzz, I'm really sorry.
That's quite all right.
I'm really sorry. I noticed, but you're having a good time.
Yes. Wiggling my pants.
Yes, trying to get the fire extinguisher out of your genitals.
Don't forget Monday morning. It's Lou and Marty with the party. The fabulous show. It's going to be great. It's going to be a good time. Good times had by all.
Thank you all. We got a break, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.